You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We could not have asked for a better setup for this segment. We planned all weekend long that Monday morning we were going to be doing this chat about what did you spend a lot of money on where people thought you were nuts. And lo and behold, we get a Mindbender winner who tells us she spent thousands of dollars for a heated toilet seat.
Mm-hmm. And everyone went, what?
I'm not saying she doesn't enjoy it, and I'm not saying it's not a good investment, maybe. Look, this is all relative, right? If you're loaded with cash, then dropping $2,000 on a heated toilet seat.
It's no big deal, but it's a toilet.
Probably no big deal.
It's a toilet.
But it doesn't even have to be an outrageous amount of money. It's the amount of money you spent for something that other people would think is nuts. So I asked Gretchen about this. I said, what do you think I spend a lot of money on that other people would think is crazy? And she only thought for a few seconds. She goes, it's probably those books that you buy that are those collector's edition mystery books. What are those called again? And I was like, oh, that's
Choose
right,
Your Own Adventure?
No, not that one. I didn't read those, but I know you did.
Yeah.
No, in fact, we were in an old used bookstore this weekend in some little podunk town, and they had a whole wall set up with all of these young adult slash kids mystery series, kind of like Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, that stuff like that. But there's one particular series that I'm trying to collect all of them, hardback, original hardbacks, and it's called The Three Investigators. And I went through that store, and the guy at the store said, yeah, I know we had some, but they're all gone.
Mm.
And Gretch says, what do you pay for one of those? I said, well, I have paid $25-$30 for one of those. Hmm. So now on the surface, that's not like $2,000 for a heated toilet seat.
No,
but for
still,
a lot of people, $30 for a 55-year-old young adult mystery book, people would say, that's why would you blow money like that?
Right. But it's your thing and you like it.
But people think I'm crazy for buying stuff like that. Do you have one?
I've been racking my brain. I mean, I spend some money on some of my goofy toy collections and stuff like that.
Right.
But other than that, the only other thing that came to my mind was our camper. Because we bought a camper and we spent some money on that. And it's like, we didn't even use it this summer because every weekend something was going on. So I know numerous people that are like, why do you even have it? But the only other thing that I could think of within my household, and we actually got quite a few messages about this on my Facebook page, and I got to point the finger at Knick Knack with her, as one, what Tabitha put it, miracle eye cream on my Facebook page. $450 for her miracle eye cream.
Right.
But Knick Knack is always having these little brown boxes delivered at the house, and she's like, don't even ask, don't even open. But then I see what comes out of these boxes, and it's a little vial of, like, eye cream.
Yes.
You know, which I look at, I'm like, what are you going to get, like, two uses out of that? And she's like, well, that was, like, $200. I'm like, oh, really?
Right.
That's crazy. Rub a little Suave on there underneath your eyes. It'll be the same thing.
Suave.
So you'll be fine. So, yeah, I think that's the one in our house is the elixirs and whatnot that gets ordered. For
well,
the face.
Like, I've learned not to even ask anymore.
I know,
I, see those
I don't
boxes
anymore.
Arrive, I'm like, I don't
I just
even,
know.
Just don't tell me. I'll just
and her friend's rest. A pusher. Her friend works for that, is it Rodan and Fields? Rodan and Fields? Whatever. But so she gets like a slight discount. So her friend's a pusher on this stuff, which makes it, you know, more of an issue. She's like, hey, there's a sale coming.
We had a coworker long ago, and she was known around the station because of her affinity for those expensive candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that you could pay this much for candles, which to me was funny because they literally burn up.
Yeah, they do.
So you're buying something and you're setting it on fire and watching it degrade and
yep.
go away.
Yep.
But as I recall, she was spending something like $65-$75 for certain candles.
Wow. That's a
yeah.
lot.
And to me, that's
they
crazy.
Better make the whole neighborhood smell good if I'm lighting up a $75 candle.
Right. Great calls coming in. We're going to go to the phones. I do want to throw in this one from Brooke. Are you familiar, Jeremy, with Golden Goose tennis shoes?
No, this is a first. What's that?
Brooke says, I have a little bit of a shoe addiction. She spent about $400 for a pair of Golden Goose tennis shoes. They're the ones that sort of look like they're already worn.
Oh, okay. Right. They come that way. It's like buying ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang. Along the same lines, Kathy wrote in. She said, custom-made knee-high boots, $700.
Well,
same.
That's the whole
same,
price
Kathy.
Per wear thing. You know, the most I ever spent for any shoes was $600, and those are for my boots that are like Beetle boots.
Right.
But I've worn them a lot over the years.
Sure.
I took good care of them. Price per wear comes down. Brittany says she spent $400 on an 8-foot spider for a Halloween decoration.
Oh, yeah. I replied back. I was like, send a picture. I got to see it.
We need a photo of that.
And then a lot of Broncos tickets, Broncos season tickets, Broncos gear, Russell Wilson jerseys. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Funny. let's take a couple of calls. Damon and Lisa are on hold. Damon, what do you spend a lot of money on and people think you're nuts?
I spend a lot of money on houseplants.
Like, what's a lot of money?
Yeah, give us a number.
So I actually had my partner to make a spreadsheet for me to see how much money I spent on houseplants alone, and it's up to $6,000. And I just have a small apartment, so, you know.
Is this to maintain them or just to purchase the plants?
Just purchasing the plants. To maintain them, it's about $500 so far.
Now, over what time frame is that $6,000?
It's kind of embarrassing, but most of it's been for the 2 years.
Wow, you really got into plants. What's your most expensive one?
You're about a $3,000 a year plant guy. Yeah, that's a good question. The most expensive one was what?
I would say my most expensive one would probably be my Thai constellation. I mean, it's not the most expensive plant out there, but it's a pretty nice plant to look at. I spent probably about like $300 under a jet plant. I spent $400 on one plant. And it's like the tiniest plant ever. And people are like, why did you spend
it? It's called the Thai constellation?
No, it's called a variegated mican.
I'm not Googling it. Next thing, I'm going to be getting plant ads and everything now. I'm not doing
That's fantastic.
All you got to do is just search up in like a plant group chat or something.
I'm not going to do that.
These things are going for.
Oh, man.
Oh, you plant people. That's crazy, man.
My wife's a plant freak, too. She's an outdoor plant freak, so she could probably spend hours talking to you, Damon. Listen, you go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
Thanks
okay?
for calling.
All right.
Okay.
$6,000 on plants, eh?
Crazy.
All right. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
It's really a beautiful day. We're very happy. But what did you spend a lot of money on and people thought you were nuts?
I bought a French bulldog, and it was for my wife, and she wanted a specific kind. $14,000.
For a Frenchie?
What? For a dog?
It was $12,000 and then $2,000 to have it flown to me with a pet nanny escort.
A pet nanny escort?
That's great. Where was it flown from? I hope France.
Oregon.
What'd you name the dog?
Blaze.
Blaze.
Yeah.
Those Frenchies are pretty darn cute, though, so I get it.
He is really adorable, but looking back on it going, oh, my goodness, what was I thinking?
That's a lot of money.
That's
a lot of money, Lisa.
She better stay with me forever. That's all I can say.
No joke. You better be buried with that dog.
That's a great question. If you two split up, who gets the Frenchie?
We might have to fight over it because everything's in my name.
I was going to say, you know, if you're talking about a custody battle for the dog, it's a gift for her, but you paid for it.
Right. And he actually likes me better, so I don't even know what to say.
Oh, then you'll win. You'll win that battle.
Right.
Both of you kneel down.
That came free.
Both of you kneel down, call the dog, and
That's what they'll do in court.
Whoever it goes to is the one who gets
That's
to keep
what they'll
it.
Do in court. They'll put the dog on the opposite side of the room and see which one it runs to, and then that person gets it.
You just need to have bacon in your fist that nobody can see, okay?
That's what I'm talking about. Cheat to win. I was going to have treats in my pocket.
Treats in my pocket.
There you
Lisa,
go.
All right, Lisa.
You're the best. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
See you later.
Thank you. By the way, Brittany sent a photo of that $400 spider.
It's incredible.
It's pretty cool, I
guess.
It's
really neat. Along the pet line, this one came in on my Facebook, what you're spending way too much money on. Stacy says, 2 dogs, 3 cats, 1 turtle, 1 bearded dragon, 2 sugar gliders on the way, and in the spring, I want 2 Nigerian dwarf goats. I love my zoo. But don't tell my hubby about all the vet bills to keep everyone healthy and happy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah, that's a lot of animals to take care of.
Evil Heather says, Dom, I'm also looking for books from that same book series that you are. I have one, but I want to collect them all. And then she signs it Evil Heather.
Oh, you should sell yours. Unload them. Sell them. Make some money.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Workout supplements. That's from
Jeremy. Yeah.
Joy says the mattress was $4,000. Listen.
Oh, I just was reading a mattress one.
Can't really put a price tag on good sleep, can you?
Terry
says,
it's $4,000. I'm one of those people that spent $10,000 on a new mattress and box spring. It's like sleeping on an angel's A word.
Really? Is that what that's like? Carissa in Westminster spent $1,100 on a large shoulder/arm tattoo. My mom judged me, but my logic is I will wear it every day for
those
the rest of my life.
Those tattoos add up. Yeah. Stacy spent $2,400 for 3 window blinds. All right. Danielle has a massage chair she spent about $5,000 on. Andrea spent a bunch of money on Elton John tickets. Have you seen the price of some of those tickets?
Oh, my God. Thousands,
thousands,
right? Thousands for some of the tickets.
But worth it.
And side note, Julie. See, I accused her. She was the one who won the mind bender, and she had the heated toilet seat. And I said, "What do you live in Cherry Hills or Cherry Creek?" She goes, "No, no, no, no." Then she signs it, Julie from Greenwood Village.
No.
Right. What's the diff? Anyway, she wanted to clarify, Jeremy. She said she paid a few $1,000s for the entire toilet, not just the seat. So right. That also included a bidet.
Well, okay, then. Now it's more reasonable.
Julie, we love you and we don't care. Who knows?
Do you see the pictures coming in of the Lego collection?
I saw something.
My God, man. Just bins and bins.
Somebody's quoting law on us regarding that French bulldog, like who it would go to. We are not attorneys, and we cannot give out legal advice based on a text message. We have to trust you. Oh, my God. I just saw the Lego photos.
Insane,
what the
right?
Hell?
Insane. It's like somebody's entire basement with metal shelves and bins of Legos. Easily hundreds of thousands of dollars. Legos are not cheap.
Man, oh man. No, and those ones that I told you I keep getting as a gift.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I need to do? I need to take some of these and do a Jeremy Padgett trick. I need to shrink wrap the box without it being opened and then wait a couple years.
That's
and then
right.
Put
Hold
on
to
eBay
them.
And make about $2,500 or something.
Easy.
Thank you for making us laugh. Thank you for blowing up our text messages with your messages and your photos.
Somebody wants to know if the bidet is heated, though. It's a heated toilet seat, but the bidet is cold as ice.
But now, wait a minute. Bidets, you wouldn't have a...
A temperature adjustment, but if it's...
Aren't you hovering over bidets?
I've actually never used one.
I think you just hover.
I'm too afraid I might enjoy it too much.
Ha ha ha.